Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. A group of former natural resource professionals are debuting a new statewide organization that they say presents a science-based place for the public to get information. Retired DNR water professional Bob Martini of Rhinelander is involved in the group that is making a preliminary announcement about the group called Green Fire Voices for Science.
And the goal here is to use scientific expertise to comment on public issues like climate change or shoreland zoning or any other scientific issues. The reason for this group is that the legislature is really not relying on science now. It's really making decisions based on philosophy instead of science.
Martini says the group includes retired DNR personnel, university professors, federal agency employees who worked in science in their careers in many areas. He says they're going to comment on these issues based on the wealth of experience.
The idea is that we'll make available to anyone who needs it, the press, the legislature, corporations, nonpartisan, independent scientific reviews of various issues that come up. Almost 100 people from the university and DNR and federal agencies that don't have the pressure of current employment forcing them to say no comment every time they're asked for scientific advice.
Martini says state agencies are not providing this type of advice to the legislature. Martini says they want to announce the formation of the group on Earth Day and will soon have more information to release along with a website. Nationwide, 200 cities will see a March for Science on Earth Day as marchers gather to protect funding for environmental agencies threatened by proposed budget cuts both on the federal and state levels. WXPR's Ken Kroll reports.
One of the communities with a March for Science is Minocqua. A group called March for Science North Woods will gather Saturday morning. Organizer Tara Wolpe says the March for Science is designed to draw attention to a withdrawal by government from the environment.
The federal funding cuts to science programs are pretty scary. And at the state level here in Wisconsin, we don't have the commitment from the legislature to environmental protection that we had in the past. And so it's about environmental protection, but it's also about all areas of science, from basic research to, you know, NASA, to ecological research, to believing in climate change, to the basics of science education.
Wolpe says they hope to reinvigorate a love of science and to understand that facts matter. The event will begin at 10 a.m. at Calvary Lutheran Church on Highway 51 in Minocqua, and the group will march to Torpy Park about a half mile away. Wolpe says anyone with an interest in science is welcome to attend. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
And the daughter of Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson says she's an optimist and thinks individuals can make the difference about the environmental future. Gaylord Nelson was Wisconsin's U.S. senator and former governor when in 1969 he witnessed a massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. Tia Nelson says her father was inspired by the teach-in movement across the nation to stop the Vietnam War and thought a similar effort could be done for the environment.
And he called for teachers across the country to set aside a single day to teach about the environment. It was a very simple idea. One day, teachers talk about the issues in their communities, whatever's relevant to them and their students, and talk about environmental issues.
She says her father was amazed that 20 million people responded to the call for awareness, and the movement eventually led President Richard Nixon signing laws forming the Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Water Act. Earth Day is now recognized globally. Nelson says the idea proves one person can make a difference.
This was an unimaginable outcome from a pretty simple idea, and it was successful because of individual action. And I think that's the most important thing for people to remember.
We have a longer interview with Tia Nelson on our website. And prosecutors say a woman allowed dogs to eat puppies while the floor of her house was up to 2 feet deep in dog feces. 52-year-old Patricia Kirker of Crandon appeared in Forest County Circuit Court this week on 156 criminal charges of mistreating animals and not giving them enough food. A preliminary hearing is set for May 3rd on the 6 felony charges against her for allegedly causing death by animal mistreatment. The ASPCA helped Forest County deputies remove almost 40 wolf dogs from Kirker's property on March 17th, and ill horses were also removed. 3 days before the animal seizures, Kirker was charged with a conspiracy to smuggle drugs into the jail at Crandon. And your forecast for tonight, clear skies, lows around 26 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny skies, highs near 62. That's your news for this Friday evening. Stick around for Blues Friday here on WXPR. Pledge your support right now, 715-362-6000. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.